Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt. I will be your GM. And over to my right.
It's just me.
Well, Jason's here for running the boards, but yeah. So what could that possibly mean?
Curtis, playing Ronan. And I think we're here to talk about Ronan today.
I like it. Do we ever land on a name for this? Is it Spotlight or is it... Do we care? Round Table of Contents. Okay. Oh,
nice.
And today it's Kurt's lucky day. We're going to talk all about Ronan.
Yes, yes. The mysterious frog.
Absolutely, positively. And so, Kurt, tell us. We know he's a Gripply. What do we know about Griplys?
Well, they're from the Mwangi jungle, and they're tribal. Seeing a Griply in your neck of the woods is considered good luck. So they're lucky.
Okay,
apparently
that's good.
And aside from that, I ended up taking a little bit of creative license with a few things. So I know they tend to use more primitive weapons, nets, archery, spears, things of that nature.
All right. Ronan favors the bow, correct?
Yeah, Ronan favors the bow. That tends to be his baby. He also is pretty proficient with a dagger, but he doesn't get up in close very often.
Right. All right. All right. All right. So this is where we jump into the 100 most important things to know about your character. I'm not going to do all 100. I have cherry-picked various few. That way, we could both be on the same page. I'm just going to go right down the list. What is Ronan's full name?
Well, he goes by, get this, Ronan.
Nah.
And, yeah, Ronan, and that's about it. Sometimes he'll be referred to as Ronan from Nintambu, but that's the extent.
Okay. So it's more like a prince or Madonna kind of name, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, all right. Where and when were you born?
I was hatched in the Mwangi Expanse roughly 6 years ago.
So you're still pretty young.
Yeah, very, very much so.
Okay. Do you have brothers, sisters, siblings, parents that you know about?
Yes, I do have family, but because of the nature of my situation, I was not raised with my family. And it's not that it would be all that different, really, anyway. In Gripply society, the way I envisioned it with this character is there is a group that all get hatched together. Sometimes they have the same parents, sometimes not. And it's kind of it takes a village philosophy. So lots of little Griplys running around, and they sort of hang out with whoever they end up with. Sometimes they get their parents right. Sometimes they end up with a different set of parents, but that's who raises them. So,
Interesting. So not too dissimilar from frogs, from the sounds of it. Starting off,
yeah.
Okay. I mean, we tease a lot and call you a frog, but you know. Okay. So what's Ronan's occupation?
Well, Ronan has. He switched careers once in his life. Initially, he tried to start out as a midwife with the Church of Pharasma. And apparently, when a woman's in labor, the last thing she wants to see is me. So,
can't imagine why.
I ended up being referred to the Pathfinder Society through the church. They thought there was a position for me there in research and recovery. So... you know, looking for lost pathfinders or trying to find what's become of them or gathering information necessary to the society is my job.
All right. It's a lot of field work here, huh? For the record, set this straight. We kind of have a general idea what you look like, but tell me a little bit more on the deets on that, man. I mean, how tall are you? What color are you? That kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I'm green with a little bit of a kind of a bluish accent. I am 2'2" tall. I weigh 30 pounds. I am dressed in mostly dark-colored traveling clothes, cloaks, hats, things of that nature.
What's your eye color?
They're kind of a goldish-green color.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah.
So.
Any tattoos?
No tattoos.
No tattoos. All right, all right.
Although I was thinking of getting one of Jarwin, but...
any scars?
No scars. I'm pretty scar-free, really.
None yet, huh? All right.
Well, I got some scratches from a little skirmish I had with this thing called the Red Mountain Devil. It's an atrocious beast, but...
Yeah, that's more of an emotional kind of scar, right?
Yeah, definitely scarred.
Yeah. All right, so is there a particular social class that you would belong to as a upcoming Gripply?
None that I'm aware of. I mean, outside the church of Pharasma, I don't think anybody really accepts me, so I just kind of...
Okay, so you kind of hang with the clergy?
Yeah, whoever will tolerate my presence at the time.
Sounds like a plan. Do you have any catchphrases?
Oh, let's see. Catchphrases. Uh-huh. What's a handy?
There you go. Yeah,
what's a handy? That's a popular one. And one that I haven't really used with the group yet, because nobody really confines in me, is the lady shall keep it. So, as a devout follower for Pharasma, it is my obligation to take secrets to the grave.
I see. I didn't realize that was a thing, but yeah, that's kind of interesting. We're all going to have a laugh at this one. Do you have any quirks, strange mannerisms, annoying habits, or other defining characteristics?
No.
None whatsoever, huh?
I mean, not to me, but I'm curious. Jarwin is kind of a curiosity to me because he seems to be so abnormal compared to most humans. So he kind of fascinates me. I'm studying him, but I don't think he likes it.
So, really, you're the anthropologist taking notes over at the corner.
It's just his fascination with sex is beyond any other mortal human I've ever met. So, I find it, you know, he should have more children. I can't figure out why.
Yeah, I guess it works a little different for humans, huh? What is your earliest memory?
My earliest memory was at the pond. I had strayed away from my brothers and sisters into the shallows where it was warm to...
Because you had to pee, right?
To gather some sunlight. Yeah. And I was still, you know, still a water breather at the time, and I was captured in a jar by a very strange-looking human.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I was taken back to the school.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's just say the teacher wasn't happy when she figured out what they caught. So I was ordered to be put back, and that wasn't going to happen, so they put me in the fountain out front of the Temple of Pharasma.
Oh.
And that is how I came to be a worshiper of Pharasma.
Makes perfect sense. Makes perfect sense. I imagine some cleric came along and said, "What's that floating in my fountain?"
Actually, I believe the first time I had actually strayed from the water, I was on top of a lily pad when she figured out I was not a frog.
Oh, so then what happened? I guess she kind of adopted you?
Yeah, the head priestess became close. She taught me the teachings of Pharasma and the holy texts.
So did she do any formal schooling for you?
Yeah, that's where I learned to read and write, was at the temple.
All right. So that's probably where you learned most of your skills and abilities then, huh?
Yes.
All right. While you were growing up, was there any other role models? Because it sounds like she was a pretty formidable role model for you.
She was. Yeah. Impeccable character, a person with, you know, moral fortitude and some very straight lines.
Mm-hmm.
And she taught me the value of them, and I've committed those to heart. So
here's where I'm going to try and stump you like we do the GMs all the time. What was her name?
Headmistress?
Steve.
don't crack my knuckles with your ruler, please.
So, while you're growing up at the Temple of Pharasma, what were your favorite activities?
Let's see here. Oh, we kind of busted through a few things.
Yes. Wasn't that cool how I strung them all together like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. My favorite activities were archery, climbing, and I enjoy swimming.
I never would have guessed.
Yeah.
And climbing?
Climbing.
Climbing, yeah.
Right. Love climbing.
So, were you shunned at the temple as a child, or were you a popular Gripply?
You know, I made friends with the children, but as I came to discover, Gripplies, we mature much faster than our human counterparts. We grow up so much quicker because we have to.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, being friends with a child for many years, I grew beyond. I mean, children that I knew as growing are still barely able to walk, and here I am adventuring. So, I mean, it's kind of a different pace for us.
Yeah, that's got to be awkward. Quickly outpacing them. Yeah, weird.
Many friends, but I just tended to outgrow and out outmaneuver them, and then, you know, now I'm in the field, and...
Uh-huh. Since you grew up so much quicker than most of your the kids that you were around, I'm betting the answer is no on this next one. Have you had a first kiss?
No. No. Now, I do think that several of the Lady Gripleys, the last time I visited the village, were interested, but...
Is there some other Gripleys there?
There are Gripleys in the Mwangi Expanse. There are still villages. I figured out where I came from, but...
You know. Oh, okay. So you did a little searching and found that out at some point?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you consider the most important event of your life so far?
Initially being brought to the Church of Pharasma, being taught to read and write, to speak the languages of humans and elves and other species. Most Gripleys are isolated. They tend to avoid the outside world and not make a lot of contact. So they don't speak a lot of common. They don't have a lot of, you know, interactions with the outside world. And so actually learning to speak Gripley and be able to communicate with the Gripleys in the jungle and make trade with them has been a very successful part of my life. But none of that would have happened had I not been brought to the church.
Huh.
I think Pharasma was interceding on my behalf.
I would guess so. Do you have a great regret for any events in your life so far?
My greatest regret.
I mean, you're still pretty young. There's plenty of time, but...
Yeah, that encounter with the Red Mountain Devil, that may have been the worst thing that's ever happened to me. So, not only was it awful, but the way I handled it was awful. So, I kind of lost my head a little on that one. I really was not looking forward to having my brains sucked out, so...
So, was it losing control, or was it just the whole thing that was the worst part of it?
I think it was just the absolute fear.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Being that you are tightly attached to the Church for Asthma, I don't imagine you do, but I got to ask for the record. Do you have any... criminal record of any sort?
No, nothing I'm aware of.
All right. No bench warrants out on you?
No, okay. And I tend to spend most of my time in areas where there's not a whole lot of law, so...
True story. I think we already have the answer to this one. When was the time you were most frightened?
Definitely the Red Mountain.
That's what I thought. And that's a whole fun episode right there.
Yeah.
What was the most embarrassing thing to ever happen to you?
You know, I think when the Red Mountain Devil attacked me, I shat myself a little.
What is Red Mountain Devil?
It's the encounter that keeps on giving, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's, fuck that thing. I'm glad it's dead.
So, beliefs and opinions section here. What's your greatest fear?
Actually, my greatest fear is being alone when I die.
Ah, all right. So you'd rather die with your friends.
Yeah.
Well, I see what I can do about that.
If I have any. I try to make friends, but it just doesn't ever work out.
What's the religious views? Tell us a little bit about Pharasma.
Well, Pharasma is the Lady of Graves. She monitors the boneyard and sees the passing of souls from the mortal world to their next place in life, their next resting place. She despises undead. She is the keeper of secrets and of prophecy. Those are kind of her areas. She values knowledge / wisdom, and that's about as far as I can go with that right this second without brushing up on my Pharasma stuff.
All right. No problem. We can move on to the next one. What are your views on sex?
Well, as long as it's a nice pond and she's willing, I suppose it's okay. But, you know, it's not like it is with most people. You know, it's just a squirt here, a squirt there. It's all over before you realize what's happening. But it's just a nice swim, really, with some mess involved, but probably bait afterwards.
Jason off of mic is saying, no, the correct answer is from a distance. That's how I view sex.
I tried to view it from a distance, but he keeps hiding from me. Bastard.
Do you have any biases or prejudices?
I do have a divine hatred for undead, and I'm not a big fan of demon monkeys.
Yeah, demon monkeys suck too. Yeah,
they're a problem down here.
Yeah. Who is the most important person in your life?
Oh, the head priestess of the Temple of Phrasma is the person I'm the closest to. I have a few members in the party that I feel close to, but I don't think they're very close to me. So.
So, yeah, we already know why. Headmistress was her official name, I think. She's the most important. Delivered you from your tribal ways, I would guess.
Yeah, the education. And mm-hmm. she, again, you know, morals. And she taught me the ways of the outside world. In the Moengi, the Gripplies, they don't necessarily have an accurate point of view on humans. So,
In establishing trade, you might tend to change that opinion, huh?
I would hope to. Mm-hmm. I think that the Gripplies could, you know, be a tremendous asset to the Pathfinder Society and to society in general around the Morangu Jungle, but I think that their fear of humans, it's unjustified.
Fear of the unknown kind of thing, probably.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are some bad humans, let's be honest.
Yeah, but, true story.
you know, for the most part, I believe humans are good, and it's just that there tends to be a lot of really bad ones around the Moengi Jungle and down here in the, you know, the smuggler Shiv areas and all that.
I'm wondering if it's the same as the last question that I asked you, but who is the person you respect the most?
I would say still the headmistress. I mean, there are some people. Some people in our party are okay, but they, you know, again, could have questionable morals. So I just, you know, I don't know them that well yet. And
all right. Do you have a spouse or significant other?
No.
Without a first kiss kind of scenario? Yeah, I didn't think so, but I had to ask. Yeah, how close are you to your family now? That
Well, I visited the village twice, so I've seen some of my brothers and sisters, but we're not close.
All right. So if you did die or went missing, who would miss you?
No one.
Ooh.
It's sad to say, but I have made no... Perhaps the headmistress might, but I've made no lasting relationships with anyone.
Who is the person you despise the most?
Hatred's not really in me. I don't have a person that I necessarily despise. If I had to say anything I despise, it would be that stupid Red Mountain Devil.
Red Mountain Devil. Other than that,
I actually generally like most of the people that I'm adventuring with. It's just hard to get along because, again, I'm not quite up on human customs, and I'm learning every day.
All right. Do you care what others think of you?
Oh, yes, I do care what other people think of me. It does matter that people see me in a positive light, and I try to reflect that, and I have good values. I tend to do the right thing, and I want people to see me in that light.
Still trying to be a good person.
Yes, well, I am neutral good.
There you go. What is your most treasured possession?
My holy texts of Phrasma. They guide me.
Man, that was a quick, easy answer, wasn't it?
Yep.
What is your favorite color?
Look at me. Come on. I'm green with envy.
Oh, there you go. What is your idea of a good entertainment?
Well, the most fun that I've ever had for entertainment was at the theater.
Uh-huh.
I enjoyed watching a play, and the fact that humans do this thing they call acting, it was fascinating. It was a great way to tell a story. I was absolutely enthralled.
I'm sorry, I just rewatched Brain Cramp.
Upstart Crow?
No.
Shakespeare?
No.
Yeah. Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest.
Oh, that's just a classic.
I just rewatched that, and my brain automatically went right to the aliens that don't really understand acting. Fucking hilarious.
It's priceless.
Anyway, so acting, you say?
Yeah, watching the humans put on a show was wonderful.
Uh-huh. What was the play about?
I believe it was a play about a captain whose obsession with killing a specific whale. I'd never seen anyone that obsessed with vengeance before, but there's definitely some nice lessons in that one, you know.
Sounds like, yeah. It sounds familiar, actually. Yeah,
I think he pretty much lost everything trying to pursue that one act of vengeance. I mean, he could have had a successful life, but he was obsessed with killing this white whale, and it just, you know.
So, what, if anything, shocks or offends you?
Blasphemy against Phrasma is probably the biggest.
Huh. You're sounding more and more devout as we go here. Interesting.
Well, I do owe the temple my life.
Yeah, I suppose so. So, are you spontaneous, or do you always have to have a plan?
Well, learning to work with others has been a challenge. I mean, I like a plan, but sometimes it just calls for action right now. I'm on the fence with that one.
Mm-hmm. So, you're adaptable?
Yeah.
Or learning to adapt.
I mean, I'm willing to go along with the plan as long as it makes sense, but...
Yeah, with this crew, sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes it doesn't make sense. Sometimes you just jump and hope for the best.
So are you generally introverted or extroverted?
I like people. I don't think that the feeling is reciprocated as much, but I enjoy speaking with others. And again, I don't want to die alone, so...
Right? Okay. Can you tell us things that you would be very good at?
Well, at the temple, some of the things that were unique that I was very good at was climbing, gliding, and I was also exceptional at archery.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything you're really bad at?
I'm really bad at relationships, cooking, and being a midwife, apparently.
I'm still trying to picture that. That's kind of funny. So, I already know the answer to this, but what are the reasons for being an adventurer? Is it just devoutness to the church that you go out and do this? And what's the tie with the Pathfinder Society, really?
It's a little bit about the church, but it's also about the Pathfinder Society, and, okay. And it's a bit of both. It gives me a purpose for being. You know, I'm not a husband, I'm not a father. This is what I do. It is me, and I am it. And so recovering this information and helping these families find closure is something that's become important to me.
It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it, right?
It's dirty, but I believe it's also valuable. I mean, these people, these Pathfinders, they were doing things nobly, and I believe their deeds need to be recorded. What happened to them? What became of them? Did they accomplish their mission? I mean, these things, it's important. And when you don't come back from a mission, people oftentimes assume you're just a failure, but they don't think about the other things that went involved. Being able to research and find out what happened and report that back to the Pathfinder Society, and if I can bring back the remains to give their family closure, is very important.
Noble, I would say. What goal do you most want to accomplish in your lifetime?
I would say I'm already accomplishing it. To help as many folks as I can is really the most important thing.
All right. If you could choose, how would you want to die?
I would hope that the lady herself would call on me. Just take me directly to the boneyard and put me to work. I would obviously serve in her service. So that would be the ideal way, although I don't think that ever happens. But, you know, a frog can dream.
Absolutely. What is the one thing for which you would most like to be remembered after your death?
My service to the society and helping to recover the lost.
All right. Maybe somebody could chronicle some of that and it would probably help, huh?
You know, I do make reports back to the church, so, and to society.
What three words would others probably use to describe you?
I don't know, wise, faithful, slippery.
In that order?
Maybe.
If you could, last question, what advice would you, Kurt, give to your character, Ronan?
Don't hang around with Jarwin. He's a bad influence.
Yeah, he's not exactly Phrasma material, is he?
No. I'm not sure he's any church's material.
Oh, unbelievable. So, I think that'll pretty well cover the ins and outs of Ronan. What do you think?
Sure. Yeah, he's all right. He's just a little odd. That's all. Trying to fit in. Yeah, so
I think most people get that.
Yeah, with him, honestly, the person he probably most relates to, or person he understand, or not, I don't want to say understands, but probably gets more of, would probably be Tam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me why you think that.
She's an explorer, an adventurer, kind of a kindred spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So, but also he does have a bit of a connection, or he does feel like he's a little also closer to Nath, because, you know, Nath and his devotion to self-discipline and internal study, you know, and trying to develop himself. I think that's something he thinks is respectful, even if Nath is also a little different.
Yeah, he's different.
Carries a purple basket full of snakes, man. Guy's got issues.
Anyway, I think that'll wrap this one up. Anything else you want to say?
Folks, have a good weekend. Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevere. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.
Red Mountain Devil.